الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue reading in مسائل الجاهلية by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى. He mentioned الخامسة، الخامسة أي المسألة الخامسة، the fifth issue. From those affairs of the days of ignorance. أن من أكبر قواعدهم الاغترار بالأكثر ويحتجون به على صحة الشيء ويستدلون على بطلان الشيء بغربته وقلة أهله فأتاهم بضد ذلك وأوضحه في غير موضع من القرآن. The author, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, the fifth issue, and that which, the fifth issue from the affairs of the days of ignorance, that from their greatest principles is that they were deceived by the majority. From their greatest principles that they were upon is that they were deceived by the majority. أَنَّ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ قَوَاعِدِهِمْ الْإِقْتِرَارِ بالأكثر, that they were deceived by the majority. I mean, they would look into the numbers of people in accordance or in agreement with a particular issue or a particular affair or particular creed or belief or methodology, and this is how they would determine whether they would accept it or reject it, based upon the number of followers and the likes like this. He says, وَيَحْتَجُونَ بِهِ عَلَى صِحَةِ الشَّيْءِ, and they would use the majority as an evidence. They'll use the majority as an evidence and proof of the correctness or the authenticity of something. They'll use the majority as an evidence and proof for the correctness of something. وَيَسْتَدِلُّونَ عَلَى بُطْلَانِ الشَّيْءِ بِغُرْبَتِهِ وَقِلَّةِ أَهْلِهِ. Here it says in the text we're reading from, وَقِلَّةِ أَهْلِهِ. But the ha here, it says وَقِلِّهِ. And this ha here is actually a ta. And you should put dots there. On the statement here, وَيَسْتَدِلُونَ عَلَى بُطْلَانِ الشَّيْءِ بِغُرْبَتِهِ. Wa, this is the word I'm talking about now. قِلَّتِ. There's a ha there. It has to have two dots. There's a ha there. It's not a ha. It's actually a ta al-mabulta. You pronounce it قِلَّة. وَقِلَّتِ أَهْلِهِ. بِغُرْبَتِهِ وَقِلَّتِ أَهْلِهِ. So from their greatest principles is that they were deceived by the majority. They were deceived by vast numbers. And they would use this as an evidence and proof to establish the correctness of something. And they would likewise use it as a proof to establish the falsehood of something, its strangeness, and its few followers. So they would use the majority of it as an evidence for the correctness of something. And they would use the fact that something is strange or rare or has few followers to be falsehood, to be falsehood. So if there are a vast majority of people upon a certain way or upon a particular methodology or creed or belief or action, they would consider that action to be good because of the majority following it. And on the other hand, if they seen that there was something that there were only a few people following, or that was something strange in the society and did not have lots of followers or was not well known, that this was a proof, a sign that that was falsehood and no good. That this was falsehood and no good. فَأَتَاهُمْ بِضِدِّ ذَلِكَ وَأَوْضَحَهُ فِي غَيْرِ مَوْضِعٍ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. فَأَتَاهُمْ يَنِي النَّبِيِّ. فَأَتَاهُمْ بِضِدِّ ذَلِكَ. And he came with the opposite of that, and that which is contrary to that. وَأَوْضَحَهُ فِي غَيْرِ مَوْضِعٍ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. And he clarified that, meaning Allah Azza wa Jalla, in more than one place in the Quran. In more than one place in the Quran. So this is something, no doubt, that the people of Al-Jahiliyyah in the days of ignorance, they were upon. They would use the vast majority as an evidence and proof for the correctness of something, and the few followers or the strangeness of a particular issue as a sign and evidence that is falsehood and no good. That is falsehood and no good. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came with that which is contrary. And this was their means. This was their means to identify truth and falsehood. And this is how they would weigh up the affairs. And this was the scale with them. This is the mizan al-haq wal-batil, ميزان الحق والباطل الكثرة والقلة. الكثرة والقلة. Then in the scales that they use to identify truth and falsehood was based upon the amount of people following that affair. It was based upon how many followers or few followers it had. If there are many followers, they would consider this to be good, and it must be the truth and something that should be followed. And if there are few followers, then they would consider this to be falsehood and something that is no good and should be left. So this was their scale. This was their scale. And this issue likewise continues until this day. And this is the benefit of learning the likes of this text, to realize that this methodology is a methodology of falsehood and from the ways of al-jahiliyyah, to determine the correctness of something based upon the numbers, based upon the numbers and the vast majority of the people following that, or to determine the falsehood of something, or that it's no good or not correct, or that it's wrong based upon the few followers, of that particular affair or issue. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with that which is contrary. Then the author says, "Wa awdahahu," yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "fi ghayri mawdi'in min al-Qur'an," and Allah, He clarified this in more than one place in the Quran. We read a few places to verify what the author he's mentioning. Rahimahullahu ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla, He says in His book, "Subhana wa ma aktharu nasi walau harasta bimu'minin." Allah, He says to His Prophet specifically, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "and the majority of mankind, even if you are diligent, O Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will not be believers. They will not believe. The majority of mankind, even if you are diligent, any to direct them and to guide them and to teach them and to admonish them and to warn them, even if you're diligent, O Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will not believe. They will not believe." Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned in His book, "وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ," speaking about the followers of the prophets, and the majority of them, they were not believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ, and the majority of them do not believe in Allah except they associate partners with Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, لَقَدْ جِئْنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ, that indeed we have come to you with the truth, but the majority of you dislike the truth. But the majority of you dislike the truth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likewise, He says, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. And this is a verse here that Allah, He mentioned in His book, referring to that which the devil, He says, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, and you will not find the majority of them to be thankful. And whenever the devil, He took an oath by the might of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that He will come to them from before them and from beside them and from the right and from their left. And then He said, and indeed you will not find the majority of them to be grateful. You will not find the majority of them to be grateful. And likewise, Allah, He mentioned in His book, Subhana, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ, but the majority of them, they do not show thanks. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِي الشَّكُورِ, and very few of my slaves are thankful. And Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, but rather the majority of them, they do not know. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَجْهَلُونَ, Allah, He mentioned about them likewise, and rather the majority of them, they are ignorant. And Allah, He mentioned addressing His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "وَنْ تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّوكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ." O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you were to obey the majority of those people in the earth, then they will mislead you from the path of Allah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. If you were to obey the majority of the people on earth, O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُضِلُّوكَ, and هذا هو الجواب, يُضِلُّوكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ, if you do this, this is what would happen to you. إِنْ تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ وَإِنْ تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never mind us, you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you were to obey the majority of the people on earth, then they will mislead you from the path of Allah. Then they will mislead you from the path of Allah. So these are just a few verses. These are just a few verses. In reality, there are many verses. There are many verses with the same or similar meaning. أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ وَلَا يَفْقَهُونَ. The majority of them, they'd have no intellect. They do not understand. They cannot comprehend. They have no fiqh in the deen. They have no fiqh in the deen. The majority of them, they're disbelievers. The majority of them are corrupt and wicked and disobedient. So therefore, the fact that the majority of the people are following something, this is not a sign that it's correct. Rather, this could be a qarina and some circumstantial evidence that maybe is falsehood, because the majority of the people are upon falsehood and not upon the truth. So it's completely opposite and contrary. So what the author is saying is very clear. وَأَوْضَحَهُ فِي غَيْرِ مَوْضِعٍ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. And Allah, He clarified this in more than one place in the Quran. These are just a few verses. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified this as well in the authentic Sunnah. And it's collected by Al-Imam Muslim from the Hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ كَمَا بَدَأَ غَرِيبًا فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى. That Islam, it began as something strange. And it will return again to just how it has it began. It will return to be again just as it began, something strange. فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى. So glad tidings of goodness and happiness and joy for the strangers. So this is something that's contrary to what they were upon. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving glad tidings to the strangers, but they consider something to be wrong or no good, or they would reject it if it was strange or it had few followers. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us contrary, that the true followers of the truth, the true followers of the religion of Allah azza wa jalla, the true followers of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're few. For this reason, Umar radiallahu anhu used to make a dua that is so amazing and likewise so beneficial. And just a few words likewise. Allahumma ij'alna min al-qilla. O Allah, make us from the few. Make us from the few. Whenever he would hear the likes of these verses here, especially wa qalilu min ibadi ash-shakur, and very few of my slaves are thankful, he would hope to be from those few. And likewise, every true believer, he hopes to be from those few. Those few that Allah, He addressed in His book in more than one verse. And those few that Allah, He mentioned in His book in more than one verse. And from the ibadur rahman alladhina yamshuna ala al-ardi hawna wa khatabahum al-jahiluna qalu salama. Until the end of the verses, these are the attributes of the few. These are the attributes of qillat al-qalil. This is the attributes of qillat al-qalil, the few of the few, the best of the best, the true slaves of Ar-Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will hope to be from them. We will hope to be from them, and we will not be deceived by the numbers. The Salaf, they used to advise the likes of this likewise, and they would say, لا تغتر بكثرة الحاركين. لا تغتر بكثرة الحاركين. Do not be deceived by the majority, by the great amount of people upon a path of destruction. And don't be deceived by how many people are following misguidance, by how many people are following deviation, about how many people have misunderstandings in the religion, and they're rejecting the clear evidence. They're rejecting the clear narration. They're contrary to that which was clarified in the book, in the Sunnah, and understood by the Salaf of the Ummah. Don't be deceived by that. لا تقتر بكثرة الحاركين ولا تستوحش من قلة السارقين. And do not likewise be lonesome from the few followers that are on the straight path. Any of the people of the straight path, حقاً, they're few. They're few. Ahlul istiqama haqqan, they're few. They're few. The people who are truly, sincerely upon al-istiqama, these people, they're few. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave glad tidings. Fatuba lil-ghuraba. So glad tidings for the strangers. The people of knowledge, they mentioned tuba. It has a number of interpretations. It's from al-tib. And tuba is from al-tib, something that's good. Something that's good. It's been mentioned that Tuba is a name of Al-Jannah. And from the names of Jannah, Tuba. And others, they mention Bal hiya shajaratun fil Jannah. Some of them mention rather it's a tree in paradise called Tuba. In any case, this glad tidings of for the strangers, meaning they're the ones who will be in the Jannah. The strangers, they're the ones who will be admitted into paradise. The strangers and the strangest of the strange, they're the ones who will be admitted into paradise. Bila hisab wala adhab. Bila hisab wala adhab. The strangest of the strangers, they're the ones who enter paradise without any reckoning and any punishment. Without any reckoning and any punishment. It's collected by Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said to his companions one day, رضي الله عنهم, أما طردونا أن تكونوا ربع أهل الجنة, are you not pleased that you will be a fourth of the people of paradise? قال رضي الله عنه فكبرنا. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud, he said, so we said Allahu Akbar. And this is a sign that whenever somebody hears something that delights him and that is amazing, he will not clap his hands like the Westerners. Rather, he will say Allahu Akbar. Whenever this was said, this is what they did. They said Allahu Akbar. أما تردون أن تكونوا ربع أهل الجنة؟ قال فكبرنا. أي قالوا Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Are you not pleased that you will be a fourth of the people of paradise? And my followers, that you will be a fourth of the people of paradise? He said, so we made takbir. And we all said Allahu Akbar. We all said Allahu Akbar. قال أما تردون أن تكونوا ثلث أهل الجنة؟ قال فكبرنا. And they said, so now he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you not be pleased to be a third of the people of Jannah? He said, radiallahu anhu, so we said, Allahu Akbar. ثم قال sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إني لأرجو أن تكونوا شطرة أهل الجنة, يعني نصف أهل الجنة. He said, indeed. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed, I hope that you will be a half of the people of paradise. That I hope that you will be half of the people of paradise. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa inni ukhbirukum an dhalika. And indeed, I'm going to tell you about this. In one wording, in Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wa dhalika anna al-jannata la yadkhuluha illa nafsun muslimah. And this is because the paradise, no one enters it except for a Muslim soul. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in the wording that we're reading from Sahih Muslim, he said, "Wa inni ukhbirukum an dhalika." Indeed, I'm going to inform you about that. And then he said, "Mal muslimuna fil kufar illa ka sha'ratin bayda, fi thawrin aswad." And he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the comparison of the Muslims compared to the disbelievers is nothing but a white hair on a black bull. أو كشعرة سوداء في ثور أبيض or like a black hair on a white bull. And this is the example and this is the parable. So the followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and rather the followers of all of the prophets, because they are the Muslimun. The example of them is like a black hair on a white bull. Or a white hair on a black bull. The people of knowledge, doesn't necessarily mean one hair, but meaning a small spot. It's a small spot. Even there's some wordings likewise when it's mentioned like a small white spot on the leg of a donkey or on the leg of a horse. And even whenever the animal is all one color and then it has a small spot of another color. This is the example. And he meaning that they are few compared to the majority. So there are a number of benefits here. And from that is that the majority of mankind will be in the hellfire. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. There is another narration about this. Likewise, whenever Allah Azza wa Jalla, he told Adam, what did he say to him? أَخْرِجْ بَعْثًا مِنَ النَّارِ إِلَى النَّارِ أَخْرِجْ بَعْثًا مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتَكِ إِلَى النَّارِ. Take a bath. From your followers, take a bath from your progeny, from your children to the hellfire. He said, Ya Rabbi, ma ba'thu an-nar. He said, Oh my Lord, what is this bath? Honey, how much is this? He said, in every 999, one of them. For every 999, one of them. Any one of them is saved. From every 999, one of them will be saved from the hellfire. So the people of the hellfire are many. The majority of mankind will be in the hellfire, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, and very few are from the followers of the prophets and messengers. And very few are from the followers of the prophets and messengers. So the point is now to again clarify that the majority is not a proof and evidence for that which is good or correct or that which is upright or upon the proper way and upon the good path. Upon the good path. This is not an evidence, nor is it a proof. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came with that which is contrary, clarifying that it's only a few who enter paradise. It's only a few who truly believe. It's only a few who have sincere faith. It's only a few who are obedient to Allah in public and private. and public and private. And then he encouraged us to strive to be from them, to strive to be from them. So طوبى للغرباء. Islam had began as something strange. And it was strange because the people in his time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're worshipping idols. They have many different gods. The people of Jahiliyyah, they commit shirk. They have many different objects of worship and many different ways of worshipping them. Many different objects of worship and many different ways of worshiping them. And because of this, they were divided and not united. And they did not accept to have any rulers over them. Rather, they would fight to death over frivolous affairs. And they would be separated and divided. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with contrary to that. And it's only a few of the people who followed him. And until the Day of Judgment, it's only a few of the people who will follow him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the Day of Judgment, it's only a few people who will be saved from the anger and the punishment and wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. So like Umar radiallahu anhu, we say, Allahumma ja'alna min al-qillah. Oh Allah, make us from the few. But this cannot be false hopes. A person, he must learn these affairs and believe in them and abide by them and strive. It's been narrated by Ibn Amr, Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu and Huma is collected by Al-Tabarani and Al-Bayhaqi. And other than them, any of this narration here about the Ghuraba, it has a number of chains and has been narrated in a number of books, in many of the books of the Sunnah, especially Kutub al-Sitta, with a number of different chains, a number of different narrators from more than one companion. It's a well-known narration. It's a well-known narration. And in one of these wordings from Abdullah ibn Amr, radiallahu anhuma, it was said, قِيلَ مَنِ الْغُرَبَاء Men in the world about who are the strangers, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala nasun salihun qareel fi nasi su'in kathir man ya'sihim aktharu mimman yuti'uhum. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, they are right, there are a few righteous people. Who are the ghuraba? There are a few righteous people amongst a lot of evil people. A few righteous people amongst a lot of evil people. Qawmun salihun qareel. قَوْمٌ صَالِحُونَ قَلِيلٌ A few righteous people فِي نَاسِ سُوءٍ كَثِيرٌ فِي نَاسِ سُوءٍ كَثِيرٌ amongst a lot of evil people. A lot of evil people. And then he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم مَنْ يَعْصِيهِمْ أَكْثَرُ مِمَّنْ يُطِيعُهُمْ Those who disobey them are more than those who obey them. Those who disobey those few righteous people are more than those who obey them. Are more than those who obey them. Are more than those who obey them. This means that they're calling others. And this is another thing that makes them very strange and makes the people not like them, because they're forbidding the people from their desires and whims and calling the people to show preference to the hereafter over this life. And this is something difficult, especially for the majority. And there are other wordings of this narration likewise. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, هُمْ وَلَذِينَ يَسْلُحُونَ إِذَا فَسَدَ النَّاسِ They're the people who are upright. They are the people who are upright and pious upon righteousness whenever the mankind is corrupted. Whenever mankind is corrupted. So there always remain a group from this ummah who was upright and steadfast. لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةُ مِنْ أُمَّتِي ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ There will always remain a group from my ummah. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, victorious and apparent, striving upon the truth. And some word is يُقَاتِلُونَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ Fighting for the truth, striving upon the truth. ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى Apparent, victorious, upright upon the truth. لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ وَلَا مَنْ خَذَلَهُمْ No harm will come to them from those who oppose them, nor from those who abandon them. حَتَّى يَأْتِي أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَهُمْ كَذَلِكَ Until the command of Allah comes and they're like this. فَهُمْ قَوْمٌ صَالِحُونَ قَلِيلٌ فِي نَاسِ سُوءٍ كَثِيرٌ So there are a few righteous people amongst the great majority of wicked and evil people. وَهُمْ الَّذِينَ يَسْرُحُونَ إِذَا فَسَدَ النَّاسِ And they're the people who are upright whenever mankind is corrupted. In other wordings, likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هُمْ وَلَذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسِ مِنْ سُنَّةِ مِنْ بَعْدِ That there are those who rectify what the people have corrupted from my sunnah after me. After me. These are the few. Those who disobey them are more than those who obey them. And this is because they are the majority. And maybe they'll use a proof against them is that you're only a few. You're only a few. Everybody else is doing this, and you guys are doing that. Nobody else is with you at all. You're all by yourself. Like this, as if that's an evidence and a proof in itself. As if that's an evidence and a proof in itself. And this is contrary. This is contrary. So the numbers, they are not an evidence. The numbers, they're not an evidence or a proof. Rather, the evidence and the proof, it lies in the Quran and the Sunnah, in the understanding of the Salaf. This is the mizan. This is the scale. This is the way to judge. This is the way to judge, not by looking at the numbers. Ready? Rather, if we look at the numbers, subhanAllah, and this is so clear, especially in these days, if we look at any of the deviant individuals who are well known for deviation on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube, you will find they have millions of followers, millions of hits on his channel. Mufti Furan and this one and that, all these fools. Sufaha, wallah. Sufaha, sufaha. But if you go to their page, millions of people following them and spreading them and tweeting and retweeting and what and Allahu musta'an. And then if you find some of the people of Haqq, even some of the well-known scholars, they don't reach that number. They don't reach that number. Subhanallah, one of these clowns, these fools, will put down a video or a tweet, and hours later, 10,000 people clicked on it already, and he's a fool. And they have many ways that they do these affairs. They'll do something outrageous. They'll do something outrageous to get the people's attention. And then after that, they repent and say, Afwan wa astaghfirullah. And then after that, they have all these followers. Waliyadu billah. Waliyadu billah. So the numbers are not a proof. This is the evidence. And likewise, as another evidence for this is the hadith al-iftiraq. Hadith al-iftiraq. Sataftariku hadhi umara ala 73 firqa. Kulluha fi an-nar illa wahida. That this ummah is going to split in 73 sects. All of them are in the fire except for one. So where's the majority? In bliss and delight? La, they're in agony and pain, misguidance and failure and loss. Waliyadu billah. Waliyadu billah. So this is the point. And then he was asked, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about who are they? Who is that one that's not in the fire that will be saved? And in some wordings he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, humul jama'ah. Humul Jama'ah, and this is what we're referring to. They're the Jama'ah. The Jama'ah means the congregation or the main body. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, he asked one of his companions from the Tabi'een, radiallahu anhu, he says, أَتَجْرِ مَنَ الْجَمَعَةِ فَقَالَهُمْ جُمْهُورِ النَّاسِ قَالَهُمْ جُمْهُورِ النَّاسِ. He said, do you know who the Jama'ah is? He said, they're the majority of the people. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, he said, وَيْحَكَ جُمْهُورُ الْجَمَعَةِ فَرَقُ الْجَمَعَةِ. The majority of the congregation had opposed and turned away and left off the congregation. The majority of the congregation separated from the congregation. Al-jama'a man wafaqa al-haq walau kunta wahdaka. The jama'a, the main body, is the one who's in accordance with the truth, even if you're alone. So therefore, the truth is the scale and not the majority. The truth is the scale and not the majority. And the truth is that which was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is that which was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Quran and the Sunnah. And the proper understanding of that is understood by the best of this ummah, Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum and the rest of the Sahaba and those three generations that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he referred to in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud and Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu anhuma, which is mutafiqun alayhi, khayrun nas qarni, thumma alladhina yalunahum. The best of mankind is my generation, and then those who follow them, and then those who follow them. So those who are following them, they're few. And those who are truthful in that are fewer. And those who are obedient upon that path and sincere in daytime and nighttime and public and in private are fewer and fewer and fewer. Are fewer and fewer and fewer. The people of paradise, they're few compared to the rest of mankind. And those who enter paradise without any reckoning, without any punishment, are fewer and fewer and fewer. وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِي الشَّكُورِ. And very few of my slaves are thankful. So this is the issue here. We find this in these days. People using the likes of this as an evidence against us. As an evidence against us. Against Ahl Sunnah in general. Even against us individually. Many times they'll say the likes of this. Oh, you're all by yourself. No one is with you. Everyone is against you. So on and so. This is all falsehood. This is not an evidence, nor is it a proof. This is not an evidence, nor is it a proof. Where they say, all these other countries, they're celebrating the birthday. All these other countries are celebrating, everybody's celebrating the birthday but you. That's not a proof. That's not an evidence. It's not a proof. It's not an evidence. All of them are calling on the grave. Every country has a grave. You don't have a grave, you call on. You don't have a sheikh, you don't call on your sheikh. Everybody is doing that. Everybody's doing. There's a grave in every country. SubhanAllah. There's thousands of graves in every country except for one. Except for one. Which one is that? Huh? In Saudi. Huh? That's why they put their arrows on them. Right? So figure it out. I put one and one together. It doesn't make three, it makes two. And you have to learn these things. It's not the numbers. It's not the numbers. That's not the proof. It's not the proof. That's not a sign as the truth. It's not as a sign as a fault because there's no grave. That's not a sign as falsehood. Rather, this could be a sign as the truth. That only a few people are really holding on to the truth. Only a few people are really upright and sincere. Only a few people are going to be safe on the day of resurrection. Only a few people are safe from the punishment in the grave. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. This is something of utmost importance. This is falsehood. This is from the ways of Jahiliyyah. If anybody ever comes now to any one of us who heard the likes of this now, he will never be shook by that. Oh, the majority of them, they're doing this, or you're all by yourself, or no one is with you at all. And this is not evidence or proof. Whether a person he has to reflect. He has to use his brain, he has to use his intellect, he has to use his mind. Look at the situation that they're presenting. Look at what they're talking about. Look at the reality of the affairs. Look at the thing. Look at the situation in perspective, and then analyze it with a sound mind. And then from here decide what is the truth. Not looking at the numbers or the amount of the followers or the virtue of the statement or the person. The people of knowledge, as they say, al-haqqu la yu'rafu bil-rijal. Al-haqqu la yu'rafu bil-rijal. That the truth is not known by the men. By the men. That's not بَلَ الرِّجَالُ يُعْرَفُونَ بِالْحَقِّ. Rather, the men are known by the truth. فَعْرِفْ الْحَقِّ تَعْرِفْ رِجَالَهُ. So therefore, you learn the truth and you'll know the men of truth. If you learn the truth and the reality of truth and the attributes of the people of truth, then now you'll be able to identify the men of truth. Until then, you will be deceived or tricked or misled. So if somebody, for example, came right now and said, oh no, you guys are wrong. Look, all these people, they signed their name. All these people that got together and signed their name, right? Then they're going to say, oh, you're wrong. Is that a proof for us? Because all these people that signed their name? Huh? We say, where'd you get that from anyways? Which methodology is that? Signing a whole bunch of names, gathering tawqi'at. Which part of the sunnah is that? Which one of the salaf did that? Which one of the ulama approved that? I know a fatwa from Sheikh Abdulaziz Ali Sheikh. He said that's bid'ah. Sheikh Abdulaziz Ali Sheikh, he mentioned that's bid'ah. Bid'ah, you know what bid'ah is, right? Allah mustahan, these people that do the likes of these affairs and then they put terror in the hearts of the people and they scare them and they turn them away from good. That's right in front of them. That's right in front of them. So this is from Jahiliyyah. Barakallah fiqh. Wallahi, learning Jahiliyyah is so important because many people, they're upon Jahiliyyah today. Many people, they're upon Jahiliyyah today. Even some of them, they wear the clothing of Salafiyyah, but they're upon Jahiliyyah. Like the Sururiyyah. They're Ahl Jahiliyyah. Ahl Jahiliyyah, the one who are calling against the revolting against the rulers and making takfir on the rulers and you can't pray behind sudais and so on and so forth. But then they're talking about the Salaf Saleh and the likes like this. Well, like, that's falsehood. That's falsehood. So if we learn falsehood, we will be able to identify. We'll be able to identify the people of falsehood because there are a lot of them. There are a lot of them. You see that? That's what this means. There are a lot of them. The people of truth are few, and the people of falsehood are many. And the people of falsehood, they don't like the people of truth. And the worst of them, you know what they do? They act like they're people of truth, but they're really people of falsehood. So these are the ones that are dangerous. These are the ones that are dangerous. These are the ones that are dangerous. We have to be able to really have detailed knowledge of these affairs of truth and detail and falsehood in detail to protect ourselves from it. لِتَسْتَبِيلَ السَّبِيلَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. So that the path of the criminals can become clear. So these books like this are very, very beneficial. May Allah reward the author, rahimahullah ta'ala. After this, he says, السادسة, يعني المسألة السادسة, the sixth issue from the affairs of الجاهلية, الاحتجاج بالمتقدمين كقوله, فما بال القرون الأولى وما سمعنا بهذا في آبائنا الأولين. He says that the sixth affair is that they use as a proof and evidence the way of the forefathers, those who have preceded. The way of those who have preceded. I mean, this is an evidence for them. They will say, oh, no, this is not known to us before. Our forefathers before, our grandfathers and our forefathers and all of our tribes before, your dad and your grandma and your grandpa and your uncle, all of them, they didn't do this. They're not upon this. And we find, again, the same thing happening today. The point is to realize that that's jahiliyyah. Don't be deceived by it. Because, for example, today, if we tell some of our family members that calling on graves is falsehood, and the likes like this, they say, oh, but your grandfather and your grandma and your grandpa, all of them, they called on Sayyidi Fulan. All of them is calling on Sayyidi, and you, who are you coming? That's why they say, Anta jitta bi deen jadid. Anta jitta bi deen. They said, you came with some new deen. You came with some, it's not new deen. This is the real deen. You just think it's a new deen because it's gharib. It's gharib. Bada'a al-islamu ghariban. Wa sayu'udu kama bada'a ghariban. And so now we're in the time of ghurba. And the more a person he learns about al-islam and he learns about the sunnah and the true reality of the methodology of the salaf, he will see just how strange and how strange and how strange Islam really is. Islam really is. A person he will see with his eyes and with his heart, that is very strange. And that there are truly few who are holding fast. And again, one should not have despair. And one should not give up hope. Rather, he should be like Umar, radiallahu anhu, Allahumma ja'alna min al-qilla. Oh Allah, make us from the few. But that comes along with effort. That hope and that desire comes along with effort. You can't say, oh Allah, make us from the few, and then you just run behind them and you say what they say as a yes man and doing what everybody else is doing because they're doing it, afraid, with no backbone, to stand up for what you know and believe in. That's not going to happen. You will not be from the few in that manner. Rather, you have to face these challenges for the sake of Allah and seek refuge with Allah and His protection and have wisdom and be diligent. So he says that al-ihtijaju bil mutaqaddimin, using those who have preceded as a proof, and that they were all upon that way, so it must be right. They're all upon that way, so it must be right. Kaqawli, he liked the statement of Allah, the Most High, فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى. Who said that? فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى. So what about the previous nations? This is the statement of Fir'aun. This is the statement of Fir'aun. Whenever Musa alayhi salam, he was debating with him. Whenever Musa alayhi salam, he was debating with him. This was his dispute, and this was his argument. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned this in his book. He says, "Inna qad uhiya ilayna." And this is the statement of Musa. Allah is referring to the statement of Musa. "Inna qad uhiya ilayna anna al-'adaba 'ala man kadhaba wa tawalla." That truly has been revealed to us, and to Musa and Harun, that whoever denied, that the torment will befall the one who denies and turns away. And he denies the messengership of Musa and Harun and turns away from the obedience of Allah. And at this time, what does Fir'aun say? قَالَ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى. And then Fir'aun, he says, so who is your Lord? Who is the two of your Lord, O Musa? قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. This is a very amazing, amazing dialogue. Yani and hiwar and in da'wah. And Moses, he said, our Lord is the one who gave each and everything its form and shape, and then he guided it to the right path. And this is whenever he mentioned this, now he's trying to go back to the وَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى. Then what about those previous nations? So here in Surah Al-Taha, Musa with Harun alayhim as-salam, calling Fir'aun, the Tawud of that time. And we all know his tyranny and his staunchness against the truth and his people. Musa is calling him to Allah, calling him to the Tawheed. Listen to the dialogue, warning him, giving him great admonition. Inna qad uhiya ilayna anna al-adhaba ala man kadhaba wa tawalla. Truly it has been revealed to us that the torment will be for him who denies the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla and his messengers and turns away from the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla and turns away from the truth and the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla. What is the response? قَالَ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى. So he said to them, okay, who is your Lord? Who is your Lord then, O Musa? Your Lord and the Lord of Harun. Who is your Lord then, O Musa? What does Musa say? عليه الصلاة والسلام. قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. ثُمَّ هَدَى. He said, our Lord is He who gave to each thing its form and nature. The one who has created and brought everything into existence and given it its shape and its form. ثُمَّ هَدَى. And then He guided it. He guided it to be able to live and to be able to be alive and to seek out His provision and its best interest to live like the bees. They know what to do. No one has to teach them. And the animals like the cattle and the sheep, they're born and they land and they walk immediately or briefly after that. No one has to teach them. They know where the milk is. They know where the nipple is. They know how they know how to live. The fish, they're born, they take off swimming. They don't have to have a mom to carry them and hold them and to raise them. Rather, they live. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them and He guides them. And He guides, He said, this is my Lord. This is my Lord. And this is very similar what we should say. Man Rabbuk. Rabbi Allah alladhi رباني وربى جميع العالمين بنعمه. هو معبودي ليس لي معبود سوى. هو معبودي ليس لي معبود. This is why Moses said likewise. ومن ربكما يا موسى؟ قال ربي الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. My Lord is the one who created everything and gave everything its shape and its form and guided it. And guided it. ربي يعني الله الذي رباني وربى جميع العالمين بنعمه. So this is what he was upon. He's a prophet and messenger. He's upon أصول الثلاثة. أصول, that's what they call أصول الثلاثة. So then now what is Fir'aun do now? And this is what the people of falsehood do now. Now this is the point of the issue of Al-Jahiliyyah. In Jahiliyyah, they run out of avenues. They run out of proof. He does not have any evidence. There's nowhere to go now. Musa, he shut the door in his face, alayhi salatu. My Lord is the one who created everything, gave everything its shape and its form, brought everything into existence, provide for everything, and guide everything to its best interest and goodness for life. So what is he going to say now? He doesn't want to accept the truth. فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى. Then what about the previous nations? What about the previous nation? All of them are upon falsehood and disbelief. All of them, they died. All those previous nations before, O Musa, everybody who lived before you is upon falsehood. You and Harun, the only one upon the haqq. No one is going to Jannah but you two. Like everybody else's falsehood, all of your fathers and forefathers and those one and this one and this one. All my bad, al-Qurun al-Ula. This is what his evidence. This is his proof now. You understand that? And like all of those people before, they're upon falsehood. This is what we hear today. Likewise, when you tell them to stop worshiping the grave, stop celebrating the birthday. What if all of them they have all of them, they're worshiping graves. All of them, they're making oaths to the grave. All of them, they're giving donations to the grave. Well, what about just you? You, Salafiyun, Wahhabi, the Wahhabis, you're the only ones that they were supposed to follow you? Like this, isn't it? That's their proof. This proof is any that this is the proof of the muflis, the one who has nothing, the proof of the people of Jahiliyyah. Of Jahiliyyah. Do not be deceived by that. Do not be deceived by it. فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونُ الْأُولَى. Fir'aun, he said, what about the generations of old? And all those people, they're not following you. They're not upon your way. So they're upon falsehood too. What did he say? قَالِ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَابٍ لَا يَضِلُ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى. He said, عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ, the knowledge thereof is with my Lord in a record. My Lord does not go astray, nor does he forget. My Lord does not go astray, nor does he forget. Meaning all of their deeds, they're recorded, and they will be taken to account for everything they said and did on the day of resurrection. Nothing is lost. Nothing is lost. You should worry about your own self. You should purify your own soul. You should prepare for your own meeting. And the likes like this. He says, أَلَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مَهْدًا وَسَلَكَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلًا. He is the one who has made the earth for you like a bed spread out, and he has opened the roads and ways and paths for you therein. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِنْ نَبَاتٍ شَتَّى. And he has sent down from water from the sky, and we have brought forth then with it various kinds of vegetation. كُلُوا وَرْعَوْا أَنْعَامَكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي النُّهَى. Eat and pasture your cattle therein. Verily, in this are signs and proofs for men of understanding. مِنْهَا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. Therefore, the earth we created you. Thereof the earth we created you, and into it we shall return you, and from it we shall bring you out once again. You're going to be brought back to life. So this was an amazing affair. But the way that he called him, alayhi salatu wasalam, and the way that he dealt with him, and the way that he responded, this is from the affairs of Jahiliyyah. And likewise, this is from the affairs of the messengers, the prophets and messengers, that they stand fast upon the Tawheed, and they clarify the right of Allah to be worshipped alone by identifying this great creation and the affairs around as evidence and proof that Allah, He is the Lord, and that Allah, He alone is worthy of worship, because He sends rain from the sky and He brings fruits and crops from the earth, and it's all different flavors. Some are bitter and some are sweet, and some are red and some are yellow, and some are brown, and some are delicious, and some are sour. And it's all from the same water that comes from the same sky. Subhanahu wa ta'ala sending it by his power and authority. So this is an amazing way. This is an amazing way. So even before that, like the author he's mentioning here, that which was said to Nuh alayhi salam, whenever Allah mentioned the story, likewise he said, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَى قَوْمِهِ فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. And indeed we sent Nuh to his people, and he said, O my people, worship Allah alone. You have no other true God worthy of worship besides him. Will you not be afraid? And will you not fear Allah Azza wa Jal? فَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ مَا هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتَفَضَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ ولو شاء الله لأنزل ملائكة ما سمعنا بهذا في آبائنا الأولين. This is their response. This is their response. Nuh, whenever he came to his people, the first thing he said, like the first thing all of the prophets and messengers they said, عليه الصلاة والسلام to their people, يا قومي, oh my people, اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. Oh my people, worship Allah, you have no other true Lord besides him. And what is their response? But the chiefs and the people of authority from the disbelievers, they said, he is no more than a human being like you. He's just a human being like you. Why would you follow him? He just wants to have authority over you. And had Allah willed, he surely could have sent angels. And then this is the proof of the author. He says, never did we hear such a thing amongst our forefathers of old. This was their evidence and proof, claiming that Nuh alayhi salam was upon falsehood because they never heard this from their forefathers of old. Just like we seen in our previous class, maybe the forefathers were upon falsehood or misguided or had fallen into the footsteps of the devil, waliyadhu billah. So the means to identify the truth is in the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the Salaf, alhamdulillah. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.